And we're here on the Quentin Goss Laugh Journey series. We're here with Talent, Tariq, and Christian Goss. We about to get it going. Let's get it heated. Let's go.
Yo, this is your boy Talent. Let me tell you what my grandma said. This sums up Talent and Tariq show, right? I tell it how it is.
Mm-hmm.
Tariq tell it how it should be.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? You got how the world really works, and you got how maybe it should work in a better scheme of things. But we got to deal with reality. Mm-hmm. You feel what I'm saying? So the last argument, there's no way. When we talk about manufacturing championship teams, like putting together the big threes and all that, there's no way in that argument can you put Paul Pierce with a LeBron James. Now, you could put Kevin Garnett or Ray Allen comparison to Chris Bosh and LeBron, because those are the guys that went to the team.
True.
You can't put Wade in there. Wade been there.
Yeah.
Paul Pierce been there.
Yeah. So, I see. And the reason why you put them in the argument is because they are a part of the team and the organization. They are the franchise. So you can be a GM and make a decision and the franchise not like it or like it, but here's the era we're living in now.
Right.
We all talk to one another.
Right.
We all party with one another. We all see one another. So technically, I'm the GM of this bad boy.
Right.
I run the team just as much as the person that's in the office because I have a relationship with these dudes outside of football.
But you can't say you run the team because you got to ask yourself, does the front office really care what you think? I mean, they would, as a proper gesture, they may come to you and say, hey, do you like Chris Paul? Do you like Lowry? But at the end of the day, we're making this move anyway. If you ain't learned nothing this year from the Toronto Raptors and that Kawhi Leonard move, this guy, Lowry, feels betrayed. He feels like, you traded my best friend. No one spoke to me about it.
Mm.
They just made a business decision for the org. Because at the end of the day, let's keep it real, it's business. They don't care. At the end of the day, they don't care.
I agree. It is business. And guess what? It's working out for Lowry, which is a bad example because they made the decision. It's a bad example because they made the decision against his will and it's working so far. So far.
Right.
All right. Sometimes you make a decision based on the trust and relationship you have with your franchise player and the relationship they have with other players around the league that are looking to win a championship. Boston and Miami are prime examples of the GM just signed the contract and talked to the agent, but we already knew we were going to get along.
But
that's my point. You can't be a part of the insider trading and then be like, oh, well, they made the decision without me. Come
yeah,
on, you knew it was coming.
Here's the double-edged sword. LeBron's the greatest player. And my argument to defuse that would be like, no, you went and manufactured championships, right?
Mm-hmm.
So they argued me to death with that. Fast forward a few years. Now you want to take credibility from a Durant because he went and joined another good team and got a couple of chips.
Yeah, that's not my argument with you. I'm good with Durant. I'm good with LeBron because in order to evolve to where we are right now, the players run the league more than they ever have before. And I like that. I kind of like the fact that these men are like, you know what? It's my career. It's my knees. It's my back. I want to go play in OKC and not go to LA. I have every right to do so. Mm-hmm. I want to go work and play with. I want to work with coworkers I like that are as hungry as I am. And if I can do that, it's great. It's a reason why Durant left OKC and went to a place where there's a great camaraderie. It's why they have the best five or the best 10 businesses in the country to work for. You know why? Because they got great chemistry and great camaraderie. And why do I want to spend 7-8 years in a place where the town loves me, the city loves me, but they don't know what the hell they're doing? I.e., Cleveland. So I'm not going to give 7 to 10 years to an organization if they're not willing to do what I'm trying to do, which is win the championship.
But we know that Cleveland, LeBron's a bad example for that because we know that Cleveland would have gave him the whole world to do what he wanted to do.
Right.
It didn't matter. He didn't want to do it there.
Yep.
He wanted to go somewhere easier. He wanted to make his path a little easier, get his chips a little earlier, and then look at him now.
Yeah.
Now it's not even about that. Now it's about going to where my next business lies, L.A.
Yep, right. Yep. Because I have a life after basketball. If I don't have a
life
after...
Well, then shut up and dribble.
Well, that's great. Well, no, I will. You can see the show. that's great.
What did they say? Shut up and dribble?
No. But you see, that's what you want me to do. I'm going to do what's going to set up my career and legacy going forward. How many other players in the NBA have started schools? How many other players in the NBA want to go into Hollywood, want to expand their business, think beyond the game? That's great. There's a lot of players out there that just want to play And there's nothing wrong with playing. But guess what? After that, there's something else. There's a legacy I can build beyond just basketball. Magic Johnson was able to do it.
Yeah.
Other athletes have been able to do it. I want to do it at a different level. I can't hate LeBron. Guess what? Basketball he loves, but he knows it's not forever. So I'm not going to be mad that he made that decision. The one thing I will give him credit for, he could have went back. He did go back. He got a championship for Cleveland, and now Cleveland's terrible again. So I get it. He left. He broke up bad with Cleveland. He went to go learn how to win a championship. It's his college years in Miami.
I don't know if that's a good thing.
And he came back, and now he's a GM.
I don't know if that's a good thing.
I think it's a great thing.
Okay, so
I think it's a beautiful thing.
Hold on. Let's talk about that. You broke this girl's heart.
Correct.
You went back.
Correct.
Got back when they gave her the ring.
Correct.
Broke her heart again.
Yeah, correct.
You a loser.
No, you're not a loser.
You a loser.
Your organization is a loser because they didn't learn
you
anything.
You knew you was leaving this
bitch. You didn't learn anything. Well, you know what? You know, it takes two to tango. He went back, but they accepted him. If you had broken up, then why would you accept him back?
But does that make it okay?
I'm not saying it makes it okay, but guess what? You got a championship. How many of those do you have? How many of those do you have in Cleveland?
So you one of those dudes. Let me ask this. Jesus. This is going to sum up who you are.
You know, it's great.
Let me ask you this. If you feel that
I love
way.
This debate.
If you feel that way,
yes.
NFL, real
yes.
quick.
Yes, yes.
So we're talking about life after that sport.
Correct.
So don't you think in the NFL, brothers should be able to take their helmet off? I think every great play, i.e. a miraculous touchdown,
true.
A game-winning point,
true.
Pull my helmet off, make my gesture,
yes.
get on camera. Become the star I am.
Yeah, I'm sorry we're in the YouTube era. I have to agree with it. That's the era we're in right now. We're not in an era where we're professional and that's cool and it's all good. It's all about me. I got to let everybody know. Look how many YouTube hits I got. All this other stuff. That's the era we're in right now. We're not in the era where the GM makes the team. We're in the era where the players make the team. So that's, the era has moved
but
on.
But isn't that what it's supposed to be in a sense? I know it's business. But I'm
yes.
saying it's the players' team, though, at the
yes.
same time. When I was in college and I was in the NFL, it was like, This is your team, guys.
Yeah,
you have guys have to be leaders.
Yep,
I understand like it's money involved and all that, but like legit, like
yep.
that's what it is. Like,
but I don't. I'm gonna tell you why it's different.
Super team.
The difference is, like, take an AAU, take a high school team or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
The difference is when you pay to play.
True.
Or when I pay you to play.
True.
Big difference.
Huge. Huge.
Who's invested? As a youngster in JV, your parents are invested.
Yep.
They're buying uniforms. They're buying sneakers. They're paying you to travel. Hotel room. When you are professional, you know why they call them professional? Because I pay you.
That's
so true. Now you're a movable piece.
True.
Mm. It's your team.
True.
Mm. It's your team as long as I let it be your team.
Or as long as my contract runs out. Mm. And then I have options.
That's my team. That's my
I got you. I'm supposed to be in New York to play. I got to play all the way through
the problem with brothers.
But guess
and
what?
Sisters.
Guess what? When them 3 years is up, and you're coming to me saying, I love you. I want you to stay. We want to build a relationship. We want to build a franchise, a championship here. You better start shopping around to see who really wants you and people you really want to work with, because the last few years might be the same next few years. So that's what I love about it right now. The players have the option.
But don't get it twisted. We can count on one hand those guys that are going to call the ultimate shots, i.e. the LeBrons and Kevin Durant's and Steph Curry's. These are the handful of guys that's going to make their destiny.
Mm.
You got to go with the majority. The one thing they do when these cats come into the league, and this is why they go back and forth with that, whether you could come right out of high school or not. The one thing they do is sit you down and give you a quick crash course financially. And they say, they let you know, dude, 90% of you dudes are going to be broke.
I will be broke.
10% of you, if that, I might be exaggerating.
Yeah. 10%
of you will go on to be wealthy the rest of your lives, set something forward for your great grandkids, have businesses, be prosperous, and do this the right way. But 90% of you dudes are gonna be broke. Mm.
And here's what angers me. We know it, and it still happens. Mm. Why?
Because it's America.
Why?
Shut up and dribble.
I don't mean that. It's because we got terrible habits before we got the money.
That's from Fox News. A female analyst got mad because LeBron voiced his political opinion on Trump. And she said, what do you know about this, that, the third? You're just a ball player. Shut up and dribble.
Wow.
And what did he do?
Wow.
Talked about that.
He made his own TV show called
Shut Up and Dribble.
You told him about it with the press.
Yeah.
You heard about that conversation.
But that's all. But see, what angers us about that is that's all you see him as.
Right.
That's the problem.
You're not allowed to be
You're
mad.
Only here for the entertainment. You're not supposed to speak. You're supposed to shut up and dribble. But I'm deeper than that. He's deeper than that. LeBron's deeper than that.
Everyone
and
else that is a human being.
The question was, who is she? Because you got to think about her position.
Somebody with a mic and a camera.
She's a privileged white an analyst, an announcer for a conservative network that really look at us. Let's face it. When you look at us and you are not from this persuasion, it's easily for you to assume we don't know what we're talking about. Hmm. We don't know politics. We don't know finance. We don't know XYZ. So we need to be quiet and stay in our lane. That's really what you were saying.
Yeah.
Stay in your lane. Yeah. I love to watch you run up and down the court in your little uniform win the game. Yeah. But what the hell? Now you're in my lane. Which, as a U.S. citizen,
you're allowed
it's
to
be. All about lane. Everybody's lane. How could I be voting and it's not my lane? But that's how they see us.
It's the way it is. Very sad. We have to go back on the radio show now. We should go back on the radio show.
Let's do it.
Okay.
Sorry, Quinn.
Good morning.
Yeah,
we were going at each other.
Hey, thank you for tuning in to the Q Gauze Life Journey Series. It's Quinn Gauze. We out.